Hey friend, welcome to the Virgos Bible Podcast, where I free my besties from a life of being basic by way of good ass advice on love, relationships, and spirituality. I'm your host, Christina, wellness entrepreneur and author. Let's get into it. What is up, everyone? Welcome to the first episode of the Virgos Bible. I will be imparting wisdom to live by in real time. So let's get into law number one, free your mind and spirit. All right, first and foremost, I want to let you know that there is a book that I created and it is called Taboos and Loose Screws, okay? And in this book, I am talking about the correlation between the societal pressures versus what we know to be true for ourselves, as how it pertains to how we are taught to be on a spiritual plane, right? So I'm talking about all the societal pressures and the way that in which we were raised and how it impacts us, not just mentally, but also spiritually, because of course, Jesus got a lot of us in a chokehold and I don't understand why, but it's definitely the book for free thinkers and nonconformists. And it essentially is the premise of this episode. So make sure that you head over to moonstoreenergy.com and grab your copy. Available in ebook and paperback form. It's a quick read, about 50 pages, good information. Now let's talk about these screws. And the screws that I am talking about are the sheep that reside in this world, okay? The sheep are those of which that go with whatever society has taught them. Okay, they have a lot of self-hatred, sheepism, okay, aka the follow the leader syndrome, till we all fall off the cliff, has us really stuck. And I'm here to tell you, okay, that you need to free your mind and your spirit. Do what you want to do, be who you want to be, okay? A lot of us have been raised a certain type of way by our parents. And of course, we can't necessarily blame our parents to a degree because, of course, what's the old adage? When you know better, you do better, right? But some of them honestly don't want to do better. They're stuck in their ways. And when you decide to step out of the box that they raised you in, that's when you become the wild child, the black sheep of the family, the trouble child. And those are my people. Those are the ones that I'm looking for. Those are the ones that I relate to. Those are the ones that think freely. Those are the ones that are leaders that think outside the box to find solutions to real life problems. And I want you to understand that no matter how much someone is telling you you should not be because they can't, it's all a projection. All of it. Every single last bit of it. And I want you to understand that you alone are the realest person you will ever meet, okay? Be who everyone doesn't want you to be, okay? Expect you to be, okay? The reason why this epidemic of sheepism is so widespread is because a lot of people in this world are gullible. They believe everything someone tells them, and the educational system has bred us to become good submissives and make great employees. Don't ask for a raise. We better be glad they saw your damn application. That's how it goes. So when we are understanding of the type of world that we are living in, we have to essentially combat that with education, because education is going to debunk any and all indoctrination. Remember that. Education is going to debunk any and all indoctrination. Okay? Whatever you were taught, do the opposite. That's the best thing I could tell you. Whatever you're taught in whatever field, do the opposite, except for anything that's going to cause you to cause harm to yourself. Okay. I'll never tell you to put a Mentos mint inside of a bottle of Pepsi, because we know what's going to happen with that, right? It's going to explode. So don't do that. But yes, I really want everyone to understand that although we live in this world, we don't have to be of it. We're always with the imagery that we see on television, with the commercials and the stalking and the retargeted ads on every social platform. I don't care if you click ask app to not follow, it's still going to track you. Even if you ask the app not to do it, it's still going to track you because they want you to see whatever. This is why I'm not always on my phone. I can't stay on my phone for a long extended period of time because, one, we'll end up doom scrolling to God knows how long, okay? You look up, it's going to be dark outside, and you were doom scrolling since 1 o'clock, and here it is 7. Like, we can get so caught up in social media. This is why I'm not on there as much, even though I have several businesses, and I try to find a healthy balance, right? But yes, just make sure that you are not falling. Do please, for the love of God, don't fall for the trick that is society and its craziness. As much madness there is in the world, there needs to be a separation of the leaders from the sheep. And to a certain degree, people want to be told how to do things because that's how we learn, right? To a certain degree, but you have to be mindful of who and what you're listening to and who and what you are following. Because a lot of these things will lead you directly to hell. Not hell as in, you know, the Bible hell, but hell as in a hard life for no damn reason. Hell. And I hate that for you. Please don't do that.
Hey, girl. So I know we just met, but I think we should be friends. Like, seriously. You cute. I'm cute. Straight killing them. The best way to let me know, though, is by subscribing to the newsletter in the listen notes and sharing this show with another friend so we can all be friends, okay? The math has to be mathing, all right? So I won't keep you any longer. Back to the show.
All right, so right now I want you to mentally cue within your head Cozy by Beyonce, okay? And I know you're a Beyonce fan. I know you are. There's no way you're not a Beyonce fan. So anyway, moving forward, that is the complete vibe that I want you to feel right now. Like, how comfortable are you within your own skin? How comfortable are you within your own choices? Do you trust yourself? If not, we got some work to do, okay? As you know, the screws are out, right? They lack awareness and they project often. The haters really take their job seriously and they go above and beyond with no reward. So what they'll do is they'll take the beauty standard, shove it in your face, and plant seeds of insecurity within yourself until you have low self-esteem. But then you'll be calling yourself all kinds of ugly names in the mirror. Remember, the power of your words and the principle of mentalism here. And when I say the principle of mentalism, I'm referring to one of the 7 hermetic principles. When you begin to allow your perception to be manipulated at the point, you will begin to subconsciously hate yourself. And then you'll begin to say nasty things about yourself, sneak dissing yourself in conversations before people begin to think or say anything nasty about you. And FYI, they probably never thought these things about you. You're just insecure. Okay. I know this to be a side effect of insecurity because I had no friend that was plus size, and she saw herself in such a light. No matter how many times I spoke to her in her face, she always found a way to tear herself down, me included. It was literally an unholy matrimony. But do you see how screws can morph you into one of them, right? I've always been pro-girl, power, all that, even when faced with the wannabe Regina Georges. shout out Mean Girls, because that's my movie. The crazy thing that I discovered, though, in my years of being planted on this rock is that the girls that I thought were beautiful physically were the most insecure. Okay. And why? I mean, it could be a multitude of reasons. A lack of love and support from their partners in the form of gaslighting and narcissism. It could be due to codependency issues, you name it. It could be anything. But the one thing I want you to get from all of this is that we all have an uphill battle to fight, right? When it comes to how we view ourselves, our perspective has the potential to shift from being the person who believes the lies we were told to becoming a confident woman that values their opinion of themselves over everyone else's. So it was very important to understand that when you are in the process of freeing your mind from it all, like freeing your mind and your spirit, that's a part of it, how you view yourself. And if you feel you need to, quote unquote, fix something about yourself, go do it. If you feel like you need to go to the gym, go to the gym. If you need to do surgery, go do the surgery. Do whatever you need to do for yourself. No one else but you. Okay? You don't need anyone else's approval. And if it's something that you can't change, then there is just, you know, a level of acceptance that needs to happen. At that point, I'd recommend tapping into your, you know, divine feminine power to be able to become one with the ebbs and flows of life, right? You know, just surrender to the fact of the situation as well as that of reality. The worst thing that you can do is to spend your life trying to force change on yourself in the aspect of things that you cannot change. All right. You'll miss out on life doing so, right? Like it's not worth it. It really isn't. But self-love is something that can only be learned through acceptance, confronting the fact that you don't like yourself and asking yourself why that is. You have to. And once you do, then you will go through the process of like literal hell to find that small person that you talk down to and work on building them back up again. If your resolve isn't as strong though, a cycle of self-pity will become inevitable, right? And that is what shadow work really looks like. Body dysmorphia is a serious monster that has been partially conjured up by the society of screws, right? That follow everyone and do everything that everyone tells them to do. So do yourself a favor and disconnect from all of that noise and that mess, because it's not going to help you out at all. We are now entering into the crystal ball segment of the show. Here we will be answering questions from our listeners. If you have any questions or want to leave a comment via voicemail, just make sure that you visit the Virgos Bible website link inside of the listen notes of this show. Let's see what we have.
Hi, my name is Tasman. I just want to know what kind of advice you'll give a young lady that's becoming one with herself. Thank you.
So we have guys listening. Okay, so the advice that I would give a young lady that is becoming one with herself, I would definitely tell her that she needs to continue doing what she's doing, because the moment that she's knocked off her square will be the moment that she would regret it. Like, I've seen when women get into situations, not just with friends, but with family and even significant others, where they just
like lose themselves all in the favor of people pleasing and wanting to not bring drama to a situation and keep the peace. But I say come with all the chaos, all the mess, all the ruckus, and stand on it, because the only way that you're going to succeed at basically character development is when you stand on what you know is right, not just for yourself, but what you know that basically what you know other people should have done and they didn't do it. So basically just stand on your own 10. All right, so what we learned today. Stop allowing people to tell you what the f- to do, okay? Do you. Learn how to shape the world around you, regardless of what other people are saying, because at the end of it all, you have to take into account what you feel and also how you felt about everything. You have to live with the choices that you made. You have to live with the life that you led. And the worst thing in this world is to be regretful. So I'm pro do whatever you want. Do everything that, that people say you shouldn't do. Just do it all. Every single one of it. And before I let you go for the day, I want you all to save this book recommendation. So aside from going to moonstoneenergy.com and getting your copy of Taboos and Loose Screws, you also need to check out Bad Fat Black Girl. This book is by Cicely Bowen. This is a really good book about basically just being a hood feminist and going through life and empowering yourself as a curvaceous Black woman. So make sure you go check that out too. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. Make sure that you check out the listen notes of this podcast for highlights, book recommendations, the crystal ball link, and much more. Also, make sure that you're subscribed to the newsletter to receive all things a part of the Virgo's Bible, multiverse, and more. See you in the next one. Bye, girl.